kind of crash the weak side for rebounds because they're not getting the greatest looks in the world. Their shots aren't dropping, so they're going to start crashing boards to try and really get back into this game.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Cherry has the top of the key with 3.5 minutes left. Now to Sauer, dribbles in the left side on a post, and it's good. Emily Sauer now has 13 points and a 13-point lead as Kowalski hits the three. Yes! The lead is now back down to 10 for Genesee. Kristen Kowalski with a three. She now has 7 points. Gives a little life into the Port Hope Blue Star jerseys. And we have a jump ball.
Never say die.
Odelia Abraham. Here's how it happened. Got her hands in the ball and then pushed her whole body through it. And it was the jump ball first. That's what they called. Here comes Port Hope. Right to left across the radio. Shave over to Kowalski, the hot hand with the latest three. Back out to Ranky, drives into the right side. Back out to Shave. Back up to Kowalski for three at the top of the key. No good. Rebound Ranky. She takes, passes into Shu from the right side. No good. And we have yet another jump ball. This one goes to Genesee. Port Hope starting to show a little bit more momentum. They're starting to clap. They're starting to give each other signs of relief. And this could be good for the Blue Stars.
They're playing some really good ball right now. Can they do it? 10 points down.
And they almost had a steal right there. And they did. Odelia Abraham got the inbound pass, a hand on it, and then a Genesee tried to save it, and it went out of bounds.
Odelia has been playing her heart out the whole game.
And it's Port Hope ball, and it's throwing hoop with 10-point difference between them, 39-29 with 2:43 left to play in the fourth. Abraham passing this one in. Nothing open. They pass in the shave of the left post. Goes up for the shot. She's fouled. Almost went in, and she's hitting the line for two. Marissa Shave with 2 points on the night. Trying to make it four and cut that lead down to eight.
That is only the second foul of the second half, and that's two on Patty Berdour.
For Genesee Christian, first one's up and good. First of Shea, so now the lead is cut down to only a single digit, 39-30 with 2:42 left. Port Hope trying to get one last push in here before this one's over. Second one is up and it's good. The deficit's only 8 points now. A few minutes ago, we were looking at five, and we have a timeout called by Genesee Christian. It's a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back right after this. 39-31. Port Hope only leads, but only trails by eight.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Cairo. Ram Truck Month in March. Test our metal with special savings on the remaining 2011 Ram trucks. Save $8,100 on this 4x4 crew cab with a Hemi set up to tow. And save on another Ram with all kinds of great equipment with a special price savings of $7,658. Plus, we have a 4x4 white Jeep Grand Cherokee X package with leather. It's flat towable. Save $4,600. Only at Moore Motor Sales M81, just west of Cairo.
Sorry for party rocking.
Port Hope with one last life to live. 39-31, trailing by eight with 2:42 left. Genesee Christian worried. They called a timeout. Getting instinct, John. What do you think needs to happen here?
Oh, some scramble. But I really think that Port Hope needs to go ahead and drive the ball, stop the clock on their fouls, get an opportunity to go ahead and score from the foul line.
Brian Brown, what did Mary Lee Shock tell her team?
Coach Shock told her team, everybody's got a run in them. Let's make a run these last 2.5 minutes and finish off and move on.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. 2.5 minutes left of trailing by eight. Cherry is dribbling on the right, left side on the wing. Back up to Harris, over to DeBoer being guarded by Shea. She drives down to the right corner. Nothing there. And a steal by Marissa Shea. Here comes Port Hope, trailing by eight. 2:10 to go. Over to a wide open Kowalski for three. This one, no, bounces three times off, and it goes out of bounds. No, it doesn't. Stay by Abraham. Offensive rebound back up to Kowalski, top of the key, over to Shea on the right wing. Into Ranky, into Shu for the shot from the right post. No good. And saved once again by Abraham into the hands of Marissa Shea. Now over to Ranky on the right elbow, and it gets coughed up out to a wide-open Cherry. She has nothing but open air in front of her. Goes up for the shot, and it's good. Jessica Cherry, now with 4 points in the fourth quarter, brings the lead back up to 10 for Genesee.
1:35 to go.
Shu passes out to Ranky in the right wing, back up to Shave, into Abraham at the left post. Goes up for the shot, and it's fouled. Tennessee Christian's crowd did not like it. But it's a foul regardless. Abraham at the line shooting two. She has 12 points in the night, has gone 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Fouls to number 12, Emily Sauer, her third, team's third. Jim goes deathly silent. Shots up and good. Otilia Abraham now with 13 points of Fort Hope's 32. They're trailing by 9, 41-32 to Genesee Christian with 90 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
Look for a press right here.
Abraham's second free throw is up, and it's good. Lead is back. The deficit's now down to 8 once again, 41-33, and the press is coming. Oh, nearly picked off by Abraham, and into the right corner to Edwards. Back out to DeBoer.
Watch your feet.
And Bedore gets it in the right post, and it's good. As well as a whistle, an old-fashioned three-point play coming for Bedore. She now has 4 points, trying to make it 5. And once again, Genesee Christian leading by 10 with 76 seconds left to play. Fouls on number... Still trying to figure this one out. Fouls on number 1, Marissa Shave, her third. Team 7.
No, it's on...
And Shue
Abraham.
Comes out of the game. No, fouls on Abraham. They switched it. So Abraham's third, not Marissa Shave's. At the line shooting 1, Bedore trying to make an old-fashioned three-point play. And it's good. Now 11-point lead for Genesee Christian, 44-33. Minute 15 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Hope trails by 11. Kowalski on the left wing. Into Abraham left corner, drives in at the post, takes the jump shot, no good. Rebound before she takes the shot. This one's partly partially blocked, out of bounds. Fort Hope ball underneath their own hoop. 1:01 to play, trailing by 11. Got a lot of ground to make up here in 61 seconds. Shave underneath the hoop. Passes into Kowalski for 3. Yes! Kowalski with the 3 at a very timely time, only down by 8 with 52 seconds left. Kowalski's second of the night. Sauer now out to Edwards. Barely shot calling for the foul, and finally her team does by Abraham. That will be Abraham's third now. No, fourth, excuse me. And the team saying so at the line, shooting 1-1 is going to be Kenzie Christian. Number 22, Jordan Edwards. She has 2 points tonight, no foul shots taken. Fort Hope trailing by 8 with 44.6 seconds left. Fort Hope's not out of it yet. Edwards taking her time at the free throw line. The shot is up, and it is no good. Rebound, Genesee Christian, though. And it is a loose ball right in the right corner. Back out to the Fedora with 40 seconds left. Up to Cherry. Over to the left wing to number 12, Sauer. She drives down the baseline, and we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be Genesee Christian ball underneath, but it should be 1-1 instead. Sauer has already positioned herself at the free throw line. Fouls on number 21, Caitlin Papour, her first for Fort Hope, team's ninth. Next one, Genesee Christian shooting 2. Sauer at the line shooting 1 and perhaps a bonus. Trailing by 8 at Fort Hope. And make that 9. 9 points to make up at 34.3 seconds for Fort Hope as of right now. And Sauer for Genesee Christian has one more to go. Shooting two-handed is her free throw. And it's good. Now 10 points to make up. They roll down to half court. Marissa Shave picks it up. A lot of work to do here in 32 seconds. Over to Papour in the right wing. Picks up her dribble into Abraham on the baseline. Drives in. Goes up. Kicks it over to Marissa Shave on the baseline. Kicks it over to Abraham from the left side. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Shave. Puts it back up and it's good. 18 seconds left. Trailing by 8, 46-38. Shave now with 6 points. Here comes Genesee with 10 seconds left. Trailing by 8. And Ranky fouls for Fort Hope. 8.4 seconds left. They're trailing by 8. 2 free throws coming for Genesee Christian. That's number 23, Taylor Ranky's second foul. Team 10. Double bonus.
Cherry is going to the line.
Jessica Cherry can't help but smile right now. First free throw is up, and it's good. Substitutions coming in for Port Hope, number 25, Shue, and number 35,